Welcome to episode
23
of Wow Geekly, a weekly podcast about the World of Warcraft with a streak of geek. This episode was recorded on
Wednesday,
the
23rd of April,
2014. Please remain as you are and let your auditory receptors give a warm, geekly welcome to your hosts, Asheo and Jeppy.
Welcome back to WoW Geekly. This is episode 23. This is a World of Warcraft podcast with a streak of geek. I'm Asheo, and with me is my co-host, El Jeppy. Good morning.
Did I get relegated to co-host, I thought?
Oh, did I say
we
co-host?
Were both hosts.
I meant prime host. I meant the hostess with the most... I didn't know, not hostess, because that's female as well.
Deputy co-host.
Deputy host. Have you still said co?
I know. That deputy co-host is what Molson calls salty Solantia.
Oh, okay. Well, you'd be honoured to be the same rank as a Solantia, so you should accept that.
Okay, I suppose. If only I had his good looks and charm.
Exactly. So here we are, 23, mate. We finally made a very special number.
Finally?
No, it's not really.
I think the last time we had any fun was at 6.
Hey, somebody actually told me today, hey Mel, that they thoroughly enjoyed the numbers segment. So I've made it especially long this week.
That's what she said. A fellow Aussie?
Yes.
Well, there you go. See? Sorry.
Aussies? Where are the numbers, man?
That's nothing to be proud of.
Yeah, it is.
You don't go out waving flags, Australia, home of people who are into numbers.
Yeah, we do.
Well, you probably do, actually. Yeah. Go on then, let's see what you've got for 23.
23. Well, okay, let's start with this, just to get you on the positive curve of it. 23, it's a happy number.
Is it?
Yep.
Why so?
Well, because it's happy. Everyone's happy about happy numbers. Okay. Did you know that the birthday paradox states that a group of 23 randomly selected people is the lowest number of people in a room where the probability is higher than 50% that two of them share the same birthday?
Well, there's 12. What? I did not know that.
I've thrown you on that, haven't you? Completely thrown you.
Why?
You were, no, what?
How
birthday
they,
paradox? This... What?
The exact same day, birthday, the exact same. Not the
well,
same
no,
month.
Same, this, the same day of the year. So, like, today, the 23rd of April. So, if you have 23 random people in a room, the chances are higher than 50% that two of them were born on the 23rd of April.
You know, it was my birthday last week.
What was it?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Central.
And as it turned out, it was also the birthday of several people in my Twitter feed.
Well, there you go.
Several people who were much more popular than me. So I was like, oh, okay.
Well, you could have picked any 23 of them. And better than the 50% chance that one of them, yep, that was their birthday as well.
So if I randomly culled my Twitter feed...
Down to 23 people.
Down to 23. Yeah. Those people would still be in there, do you think? Or one of them would be?
No, you've got a better than 50% chance that at least one of them shares.
See, that's ridiculous. See, this is what you numbers people do to me. What does that even mean? 50%? I don't know. So,
it's like toss a coin, mate. Toss a coin.
Surely 50-50. If it's a 50% chance, then it's a definite chance, isn't it? Because you've got to do it 23 times. Or is it just one time? I don't see.
Let's move on. Let's move on, shall we?
Please. Because you've done my head in already. First one.
Okay. I like this one. 23. It's the smallest prime that is not a twin prime. What's a twin prime, he says.
What's a... You could probably go... No, don't tell me what prime is. I don't care. What's a twin... Oh, go on then.
Well,
See, this is another thing. Obviously, if you've got 23 people, random people in the room, some of them are twins, they're going to have the same birthday. It's
not, well, not if they were born around midnight. One of them might have been born at 11:59.
No, it doesn't matter. Twins always have the same birthday.
No.
What are the odds of a birth event taking place across the timeline? Across the midnight line.
All right, well, let's pause and I'll go and work that out.
What's the chances of a sudden birth on board a cruise ship? What's the chances of me
giving you a sensible answer to that? Ooh.
On a cruise ship going across the international dateline.
That's right.
Anyway, tell me about this twin prime.
Twin prime. So twin primes is where primes are separated by two. So like 3 and 5 are twin primes because they're two numbers apart, just separated by one number, right? They're both primes, right? 3 and 5, both primes. 5 and 7, yeah, separated by 10, yeah, both primes. They're twin primes. 11, and 13, 17, and 19, right? 23.
And 23 is not. 23 is not.
It's the smallest prime that's not a twin prime.
2 and 3. Is that right? Is it 2 and 3 that makes up 23? That
well, you don't really count 2 because 2's... Two's strange in that it's an even prime. So it actually is, you know, separated by two or fewer because 3's also a prime.
Yeah.
Mm. I won't go.
What's this mass? I don't want you to go any further, but I just question, what does it matter?
In what
sense of the world, in what practical event would I ever say, oh, thank God it's a prime or twin prime? I mean, not a twin prime. Why?
People put huge effort into figuring these
but
things
why? Out. Why?
Because it can be very,
world
very
hunger.
Important for computer security, heartbleed, prime numbers, prime factorization.
Don't worry about heartbleed. Go and sort out heart disease. That's what I'm saying to you. This is just wasted. You're obviously an intelligent bloke, and I'm sure other people who like numbers are intelligent. Go and do something practical.
It's highly practical.
It's awful. Do you have anything else?
I've got plenty. 23. All right, here we go. There's actually conspiracy. Conspiracy.
Oh, I like the conspiracy
but
ones.
Let's say it's a conspiracy that. There's a group of people that you would call 2030ians because they think that 23 has some magical, mystical power because they see it everywhere in everything that they do in everyday life. And they think, therefore, 23 must be some magical, mysterious number. And it's anything from the Earth is tilted at about 23 degrees on its axis. And things like Kurt Cobain, he was born in 1967.
So was I.
1967 adds up to 23.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, it does. Yeah,
freaky. Yeah. And he died in 1994. 1994 adds up to 23.
Oh. And do you know what's really amazing about that? I have a shotgun here, which I'm about to use.
Has it got 23 bullets in it?
And it's got 23 shells, yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrible. That's horrible. What a horrible thing to say. And what is it the atomic number of?
Oh, a really strange metal you've probably never heard of, and I can't actually remember what it is. I did look it up.
Let me think. I think it's vanadium, is that?
Oh, you went and looked it up.
What is it?
What do they use vanadium for, man?
I don't know.
No.
I imagine it's ashtrays or something, probably.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, I'll give you a break.
I'll call
them. There you go. I'm done.
Oh, that's it?
That's all I'm giving you.
So you're not even going to mention that there's 23 chromosomes in a human?
23 pairs. There's actually 46.
Yeah, but don't... If I were ever to have sexual congress with a woman, would that mean that... And the result of that was not just a bad evening, a bad expensive evening, but actually a child. 23 of them would be mine and 23 of them would be hers. Is that right?
Well, only if you spent $23 on the steak. and $23 on the taxi for the drive back to her place.
Oof, it's good stuff. Anyway, I don't know what I did that for, because you'd finished and I tried to pull you back in again. Crazy.
You're trying to make it longer. Crazy. What are you doing, dude? What are you doing?
It's been 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks. I know. I mean, I've been hanging out for 2 weeks to be able to get that off my chest.
I'm glad you did.
I feel better now. Thanks.
Much lighter.
Mm.
What is that? I'm looking at the word. I said the word vagissimal. Sounds disgusting. Anyway, Gorman, what have we done in WoW then? What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on in WoW?
What's happened in the last 2 weeks? Has it been just a roller coaster of news?
We could, this podcast, if we explain what went on for the last 2 weeks, this podcast probably go for 3 minutes.
If I explain why I wasn't here last week.
No, we don't. Trust me, listener, trust me. You don't need to hear about why we weren't here last week.
Not good.
You don't want Jeppy to go into that detail. Something special announced last night, this morning, today.
International good, weren't we? Because we said we didn't record yesterday. We would normally record on a Tuesday.
Mm. We thought we'd wait because something is in the air. Something's going to get announced. Something that we can talk about ad nauseum. And what do you know? BlizzCon's been announced.
Thank goodness it's been announced.
Okay, so now we can move on and let's put that behind us and say nothing more about it. Phew.
No, I'm going to say something about it. Because
we agreed we weren't going to say anything.
Constant
about it.
Whining about it not being announced. Driving me bonkers.
Blizzard, you need to let us know what it's going to be so we can be planning. Oh, no, because Blizzard wouldn't
what
do
am
that.
I going to wear?
Blizzard, they were going to come out and say, guess what? Blizzard, BlizzCon is next week. You've got 5 days to plan for it. Yeah, because that's what they were going to do, wasn't it?
Yeah, we're just going to slap it together local Chuck E. Cheese. Mm.
We've sent the boys down to the convention centre. They've started sticking up the banners. Just head on down whenever you want.
Second mention for Salty Slancher. He called it. He called it a good 24 hours, if not longer, before it actually happened. Not only that it was going to be announced in the next 24 hours, but on the dates as well.
I think he's on the inside, mate.
I think, I don't know, does he have people to work over at the Anaheim Convention Center or something? Because it was very, it was bang on. There was no messing about. It might be. He said, it's going to be done tomorrow. It's going to be these days. Boom, boom, boom. And yep. And almost instantly as the announcement was made, he was like, told you so.
Yeah. Casual.
Yeah, that's right. Just came in. He's reading the tea leaves or something.
Now we look forward to the big ticket fiasco.
Oh, so they're using someone different. Instead of going through BattleNet, which by all accounts wasn't exactly a gorgeous experience, but at least it kind of guaranteed, since you had to have a BattleNet account.
I thought they got to a point where it was kind of working okay, and now they've completely changed it. All bets are off as to how smoothly it'll go.
Well, is it? Well, see, smoothly, I suppose it's different depending upon who you are, but it seemed to be like it went smoothly because it went in about 28 seconds. So I don't know. The way that they allocate tickets is very hit and miss, but it's going to be even more so this time around by all accounts. Because according to the internet, they've hired a load of shysters who are charging them. Not only is there a chance that some scalpers will come along and bagsy all the tickets by connivance, but also that they want to charge a $4 booking fee. So $199 plus $4 booking fee.
Well, for a ticket. I won't be losing sleep over it, mate. So
you're not even going to go for the $750 charity ticket?
I was going to get a pair of those and just give them away.
$750. Envy is a sin. I know that. I understand that. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible emotion, but I do envy people who they hear an announcement and then half an hour later they've booked their tickets. They booked their trip and they've booked their hotel.
It'd be good to be in that position, wouldn't it?
It would be lovely. I know, unless they have a BlizzCon on the Isle of Wight, but I probably never get to go to one, but yeah.
You might get over to the mainland, maybe.
If they, honestly, if they had a London one, I'd go. I'd definitely go. Yeah.
Maybe in Reading.
Yeah, Reading. Yeah. It's a lovely convention centre area. Yeah. Wembley. Actually, Wembley would be good. Go there. Go there. We've got quite a few. Birmingham has a nice NEC, the NEC. That'd be nice. But it'll never happen.
Nah.
I don't think they'll ever do a BlizzCon there. I know they've done some invitationals over in France. But
not in their lifetime, Sunshine.
Be a shame. I don't really understand why, because what I've discovered with BlizzCons is it doesn't matter what it costs. People will go.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they're going to go, oh, I don't think we're going to sell these tickets this year.
No. I think it's more about cost to Blizzard in moving their staff to somewhere other than down the road.
Because I think basically everybody who works at Blizzard works at BlizzCon.
Yeah.
They don't seem to hire in extra people.
I think they shut down the offices apart from the tour guides to show people around.
Do you think that this gives us any information about when Warlords will hit?
Oh, definitely. Warlords will be out before BlizzCon.
Oh, you're before?
Mm, oh, yeah.
Ah, so there's lots of afters.
No. It'll be out in October.
Oh, is that's it now? Because you're very pessimistic, and normally if you say...
I've always said October.
Oh, yeah, you have always said October, but then we had all the whole on or before bollocks. So I figured you may have changed your opinion.
No. The on or before bollocks didn't sway me at all. It'll be out before BlizzCon, and at BlizzCon they'll be talking about the first major patch content.
I like the way you're thinking. Because most people have... Well, I say most people, because I can only base it upon the old Twitter, but lots of people are like, well, that's it then. It's definitely going to be off. It's going to be end of November.
Nah, not a chance.
October. All right. You going for a particular date? You actually did a date, didn't you?
When we were doing it. It's got a date. I forget what the actual date is. It's like the second Tuesday in October. It'll be out.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Because
thank you.
Then I they like say, well, right. Well, if it's out, well, if it's already out, what are they going to talk about? But if they're going to talk about the big content patch, then...
Well, I mean, they don't hold BlizzCon just to talk about WoW, so...
Although it is it's like the 10th anniversary, isn't it? Not around that time, but a bit earlier on.
It is this year, yeah.
So 10 it could years, be a big 10th anniversary thing.
Mm.
But I know they have got other games, but yeah.
The games, man, they're overflowing with games at the moment.
WoWCon, that's what it is.
Nah. Heroes of the Storm is getting a lot of press play.
Yeah, did you get into the beta or alpha or whatever it is?
Not yet.
Not yet. I don't think not ever, mate. I didn't get in either. What's going on? I see people.
Have you checked our mailbox? We haven't checked our mailbox in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but what?
Maybe we're supposed to check out. You know, I wasn't really expecting them to come knock on the front door and hand me a golden envelope.
But that's what they do. They don't. There's no knocking on the doors and there's no golden envelopes. But there is. It should just suddenly appear in your BattleNet. I don't think there are any emails as such.
Yeah. And that's a good way to do it as well, because then you haven't got a whole worry about people getting scam emails that are fakes and leading them to install malware and stuff. Just to get into it, enable it on your BattleNet account.
My favourite thing in the last few weeks has been that Blizzard went to PAX, PAX East, I guess it was, and... obviously had Warlords on demo, on demonstration. And also at the same time, they gave out beta codes for the beta.
Mm.
And they said, well, obviously these aren't going to be usable now because we're not in the beta, we're in the alpha.
Yep.
So, you know, go home, hang on to them. When it comes along, you're going to be able to use them. People went home. And people are funny. They're like, oh, I'll give it a go anyway.
Yeah. Of course.
I'll have a go.
Of course you'll give it a go.
And it worked. Yeah. And they were like, ooh. But the next thought wasn't, oh, I don't think I should do that. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to slap it up on Twitch.
I'll stream it. Here we go. It's funny the way people's minds work, isn't it?
There's some guy streaming it for about 20 hours and he kept saying, Blizzard, I'm streaming your game. You need to come. Nobody, you haven't told me explicitly that I should not stream it. You need to tell me. Eventually, they told him, and then Twitch banned him.
But... Well, didn't they shut down the PAX servers that was running on?
He was connected to the server. Yeah, he said he knew it had something to do with the PAX servers because when they closed at night time, it stopped working.
Small clue.
I don't know if I get banned, but I did watch a few of them. And,
You're banned. That's why we're not getting the keys. You've got to ruin it for both of us.
Oh, no. But I did look at a couple of them. It was very early on. It's very early on stuff. It's not like... And I couldn't tell what was going on.
He wasn't in the tier 17 warrior set?
He wasn't. Ugly. I don't know if it's like... Like I said before we started recording, this tier 17 warrior set is starting to grow on me a little bit.
I like it. It's a bit spiky up top. Look, I mean,
it's the helmet is
practicalities. I wouldn't want to wear it.
But it'd take about an hour to do a rush, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
you're charge, right. Charge. Oh, I can't charge.
You wouldn't want to have to get to the bathroom in a hurry either.
Well, the good thing is you've got this crotch shield. Which means that you're pretty much smashing the porcelain as it is by sort of just jerking forward. Nice.
So if people haven't seen it, just go and Google tier 17 warrior set or
don't Google Jeppy, that's Jeppy what you says, try to do.
Go to MMO champion.
There you go. Go to MMO champion. Cause a little bit of controversy. I've come to the conclusion that whatever happens in World of Warcraft in the world of Blizzard causes some sort of controversy. Because on MMO Champion, it says Tier 17 Warrior. And there's this massive, you go and see it, it's, you know, it looks like it can just kick some ass. It's going to be able to go through Warlords single-handedly, destroying everything in its path. And then just below it goes, male LFR. And it looks like if he runs up against one of those, Murlocs, they're going to do him over. They'll blow him over because he's got little tiny little spikes on his little tiny little shoulders.
Yeah, looks a bit clossy.
He's wearing some sort of mask to stop him getting a cold. So, of course, this causes everybody goes, oh, I see. So I'm going to have to go into proper raiding.
Mythic zone, mate. You want the good stuff. Head to mythic.
Well, see, this is the argument. Is it mythic only? Or is it your normals and your... Whatever your next one up is, heroics.
Or can I just point out, this is just data mine crap and it can all completely change.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what Blizzard said. Just calm down.
Calm down.
Nowhere in there does it say...
data mined information.
Although MMO Champion didn't help by saying one was LFR and one was tier 17. So.
Yeah, well, because that's what they're currently presenting in LFR. It doesn't mean what it's going to be on release.
Because you can't see the warrior's face in the tier 17 because it was obviously behind this huge mask, huge helmet.
Could see his eyes. Could see his eyes. It looked aligned.
And they're angry. Yeah. But the guy in the LFR is like, oh, God. He's embarrassed. He's looking very embarrassed to be wearing what he's wearing.
Yeah. Am I a warrior? Am I a rogue? I don't know.
It kicked off, though. I don't understand how these things kick off. Like you just said, anybody who is basing their arguments upon data mined information is arguing for no reason, just for the pure sake of flaming their way through Twitter. I don't really understand why they do it. And then what happens is that somebody reads the tweet and they go, well, that's awful. They forget about the original source and it still snowballs out of control. And then somebody at the end of the snowball says, but who said that was just tier 17 would be available in higher grade raid?
Because I saw the picture.
Oh,
no one said it actually, but I just assumed because I saw some data mined pictures.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for that.
It's the information, Maze. Information age, mate. Everybody wants to be flooded with information.
It's the misinformation age. Is what it is. They actually
Did they do the female ones? Did they? I didn't see those.
Oh, you can see the female ones if you go in.
So you can see the misinformation as well as the Mr. Information.
It's odd that sometimes your number stuff is the highlight of the day. But yeah, you can see the film ones. And unfortunately, and I think this is the same with most tier 7 tier gear, it's the same gear, basically, just a wee bit smaller. So that's good.
Fair enough.
MMO champion got slapped, didn't they? Did you see that? That MMO champion got slapped a wee while ago, a couple of weeks ago? Because they suddenly, they dug a bit too deep. They delved a bit too deep.
Yeah.
And they were showing
please,
all sorts of stuff.
Please don't show that. Take that down.
What they did as well, which I thought was very interesting, was they took code and kind of ran it through a Warcraft emulator or a private server.
Well, yeah, I mean, which, a private server. I mean, surely that's got to be against terms of service and et cetera.
Yeah.
I think they had taken it a little bit too far. I think this whole data mining thing is getting a bit out of hand.
Yeah. I don't.
I mean, how did they even get their hands on the build to data mine it?
I've no idea. I've got no idea. There was some talk about Blizzard perhaps sort of slipping them a build or giving them access to a build, or I don't know. The idea that somehow there is a connection with Blizzard in as much as that they quite like the idea of data mining was blown out of the water when Blizzard said, "Oi, cut it out.
Stop it. That's enough.
Put it away." But Blizzard have been busy. They've gone and done a Warlord, what's it called? A WoW Source, which is like their, this is the third episode of WoW Source, which is basically.
Is it like chili sauce you put on your hot dogs? Or?
It's more of a mustard.
Oh,
more
okay.
Mustard. Chili sauce. And they get three of the big wigs or three of the devs, and a young lady talks to them about stuff. And this time around, it was about PvP and a little bit about class updates. It's interesting as well. It's about 30 minutes long. Again, is everyone MMO champion?
Of course.
But I saw they showed some good video. They showed us a bit of Ashran, the island, which will be a PvP island.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be a bit more in-depth than I thought it would be. I thought it would just be a big old battleground, constant, persistent battleground, but there's more to it than that.
Okay. I haven't seen the interview, so can't comment on it.
Yeah, well, you should have done, really. I'm not saying that you should
prepare. Thanks for putting that in the show notes so I could prepare. That I appreciate that, mate.
I forgot all about the show notes. Yeah, it was interesting. It was good stuff. They kept using the word fantasy. They kept saying, although things were changing, they were upping your part in the fantasy. So if you, as a warlock, I found this good, interesting stuff. So as you as a warlock, what is it? When you're playing that warlock, what do you feel? What is your fantasy about the warlock?
Okay.
And that just because they squished a few things, they took a few things out and removed a bit of bloat, and they're looking at the perks and stuff. They just want you to feel very warlocky. So I think it's good. I like that idea. I like the idea that they're focusing on the play, you know, on the playing.
Giving each class some specific feel. That's a good thing.
Yeah. And another thing I liked as well, and one thing, and I know I've not been in many dungeons, in fact, very, very few, but the confusion I get a lot is other people's spells kicking off all the time. I've got no real idea how I fit into those spells, if I should be aware of what's happening in order for me to react to not to the boss, but to the other players.
Yeah.
And it's just a mass of color and lights and basically epilepsy on a stick. And they're going to let you tone that down. So basically they'll let you see yours. But if you don't want to see anybody else's, you can say, no, I don't want to see this. Or I want it toned down. Good. You don't like that?
No, because you have to be able to see the druid's green circle. You have to go and stand in the circle.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure that will be the case. I think I'm talking about more of the flashy.
No, okay.
Because they showed a few extra spells. They showed I think it was a mage, and they showed their sort of like meteor, fire mage's meteor, and gorgeous effect. Massive, big meteor seemingly coming from miles and miles away in the sky, crashing down. But of course, if you have four or five of those going off.
Yeah. Bit over the top. So what you really want is your effects, like full on, look super awesome, and everyone else in the raid, it's kind of like, the little triangle with asteroids with a pew, pew.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. Actually, just, I know this is an aside, but this game, Wildstar, has such a weird thing. Talk about not standing in the stupid. Everything is highlighted, what's going to happen. Mm. Every attack out in the world, everywhere. I can't remember what it's called now. It's got a proper name. But, yeah, so you see, you know that something's going to happen, so you've got to step outside of like the oblong, red oblong door. You've got to step outside. And people are like, whoa, that's ridiculous. That's like, you know, it's like baby stuff.
Mm.
There's going to be marks on the ground. And then they show one later on where there's 1,000 different marks on the ground all moving around. And it's like, oh my God.
Where do I stand?
Exactly. So, but it was, instead of it being different types of poop, depending upon the fight, it was always the same. It was red. If it's red, you're dead, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so you knew what it was. You may not necessarily know what the effect was if you did stand in it, but you knew.
But you know it's bad.
You should stand in it. Yeah, it was quite interesting.
Mm.
Yeah, so there's a few other things. It's definitely worth checking out, definitely worth having a look at. They did say that in previous betas and alphas, they did not get necessarily to the end game until very late in the process. So they're going to parcel off certain bits, like, for instance, for testing the PvP, high-end PvP stuff on the island and so on. They will have a separate server that basically you go onto that server during the testing and you'll be level 100 and geared. And so you can go straight onto the island and test it. Instead of having to level up and potentially not get to the end stuff.
Mm.
And then what happens, of course, by the time people do get to the end stuff, it's not been tested.
Yeah.
But, and they're introduced in skirmishes and all sorts of things. But yeah, go check that out. Mm. Definitely.
Good plan.
And that Halinka is a funny dude. It's very flirty. It's worth it just watching that, actually.
They've got quite a few good characters. They're all you know, bunch of good personalities. It's interesting to watch.
Yeah. Did you watch the stuff over on Convert to Raid when they had the video?
Yeah, I did.
They're very insolent people, those Convert to Raid people. It's funny, actually. I have to take my hat off. I'm taking my hat off. I'm wearing a top hat at the moment. I'm taking it off to Convert to Raid because they don't... Some of these developers will come onto a podcast and it's, oh, we're not worthy kind of thing. You know, obsequious and, you know, and they're very timid about questioning and it's all very fluff. There's a few questions in there that might be interesting, but it's all done. If you don't mind, sir, could you tell us it? You know, it's all that sort of thing. Convert to Raid, they come on and they go, all right, guys, you guys are bollocks and we're...
About time you got here.
It was very good. I love that. It was very good. And that's what you need as well. I think the developers and people like that will appreciate that. They don't want you bowing and kowtowing. Mm. They want to have a one-on-one, a conversation, a peer-to-peer conversation.
Exactly.
With their player base and the development base. It's crazy, all this sort of snotting about.
Snotting.
Anyway, what else happened? What else we got?
Azeroth choppers, mate.
Choppers. What do you think about that?
It's looking interesting. You know, go Team Horde. I hope everyone's hashtagging Team Horde.
Do you honestly think that anyone is... isn't it guaranteed Horde are going to win? I don't.
I would hope so.
It doesn't... I mean, you've got to look at, say, BlizzCon last year when they go, where's the Horde? And the arena erupts and... Where's the Alliance? Over here.
Well,
I'm ready for this Horde.
It'd be interesting obviously, a bunch of people are just going to vote Horde because they're Horde, and a bunch of people are going to vote Alliance because they're Alliance. I wonder what percentage of people will vote based on how much they actually like the chopper. So if it's like the Alliance chopper, you know, I really like it, then, you know, would I like it enough to actually go Team Alliance?
Yeah, I don't think any of it's going to be based on the chopper. Well, there are people who are bifactional and well, no, I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out how many of those people there are. Mm. When we have this long hiatus, or this long gap between end game and expansion, people do go and try the other side.
Hands up. So, my hands in the air.
Yeah. So they may find that although the majority of people are horde by nature and will be horde when Warlords kicks off, they have been dilly-dallying in the Alliance side and perhaps have been a wee bit tainted by that. So
dilly-dallying.
But the choppers are not. I mean, one of the choppers looks like it's like got a tank on the back.
Which I didn't really understand. Is it a chopper or is it a snowmobile?
I don't know. But, of course, again, you know, controversy. Why are they doing this? Why aren't they focusing on the expansion? I don't understand.
There we go. So, well, Metzen's on it. We're going to have to wait another 2 years for the expansion.
Oh, great. There's another tier gone. So, I don't know. But, yeah, it's a bit of fun. And just go ahead and enjoy the fun. Yeah, Blizzard aren't stupid. They're not taking time away from their development cycle in order to do motorcycles.
I was in an LFG today, and it was in, not Strathome, what's the other one? Scholomance. There's this dude in there, and he goes, oh, I love Scholomance. I wish they'd turn it into a raid, but they won't because Activision destroyed WoW. I went, what? Yeah. And he goes, oh, don't act stupid. Of course you know what I mean, you know. Don't be ignorant. I'm like, actually, no, I don't. He's like, oh, well, you must be brand new to WoW or just really stupid then. I'm like, oh, my God. Some people have just got such twisted views. It's unbelievable.
The idea that a company would actively go out of its way to do stupid things.
Yeah. I'm like, if they destroyed it, why are you still playing? Piss off and leave me alone.
I love this place. He said as he plays for it. Yeah. And thank you for saying Scholomance and not Sholomance.
You're welcome.
I want to stab people in the eye that they say Sholow.
Because they go to Shul.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly, my friend. Well done.
There you go. Anyway.
Yep, so go vote for whatever team you want to vote for.
As long as it's a Horde.
Give a bit of love to the Alliance, but we'll see. I haven't voted just yet, so.
So the other reason that I'm even more confident that the expansion will come out before BlizzCon is that they've started doing their screenshot of the day from Draenor.
They have, yeah.
They have. And there's some really nice, if you head to waterwarcraft.com, there is a section for screenshot of the day, and there's some really nice shots there. So I figure, they're going to want to have to do too much of that. It'll be an extra month if they have to do it over BlizzCon. So they want to finish that before BlizzCon. So the screenshot of the day is going to go until it comes out. So it'll be out in October, mate.
Yeah. They've also said, I think Netheria did a link or to a post or did a post on the forums about systems, about how systems are going to cope and that we should expect, because of the new technology involved in character models and so on and so forth, and also the new technology, I guess, they're using in the terrain, we should expect systems to be a little bit more hard-pressed.
You probably need a video card that's only 4 or 5 years old instead of one that's 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah, you may have to upgrade the Voodoo. But, I don't think it's going to necessarily be a problem for the vast majority of people, because WoW, as it stands now, will run on pretty much anything.
Oh, yeah.
So if they're saying, well, maybe it was going to need a little bit more oomph, then, like the sheriff said, you're looking at probably a machine in the last 4 or 5 years. So
we'd romp it in, I would think.
And I also found, I didn't realize this, and maybe I missed it some time back, but the ability to carry on playing your old style model.
No, they'd said that they were going to allow that, but they hadn't said how. So now it comes out that, well, if you actually just turn your resolution down, it'll go back to the old models.
That makes sense. Yeah. Because it's interesting that we were just talking about how you could see other people's effects and then maybe you didn't want to see them necessarily all the time, that type of thing, their spell effects. The ability for you to say another player will be seeing you as the new model, but you won't. You'll only see old models
because
they'll have theirs turned right up.
Yeah, you turn yours down. I wonder if with the whole you don't want to see other people's spell effects and things. I wonder if they're actually going further with that and aiming it towards, well, if you don't want to see that, then you probably don't want to even see the spells that I'm casting and actually reduce lag because you're reducing the amount of information that has to go back and forth to the server.
Yeah.
All right. So, you're basically just telling the server what you're doing. And you're not really interested in the damage that around you that people are doing. I mean, it'd mean things like that would probably break your DPS meters and things. But I mean, you clearly don't care if you're not interested in what other people around you are doing. Then you don't really care about DPS meters. And I think that would be fine. I think that would be a good thing.
Yeah, interesting stuff, isn't it? Because it is interesting stuff. Because it comes down to how you like to play. You know, it's your choice.
Yep.
You know, some people want to see everything. Some people want to see every little ding dong or, every little tick. And some people don't want to see anything. Yeah.
And I mean, if you're actually in a raid group, probably the raid leader's going to be running your World of Logs add-on or something. And you can go back and look to see what happened in that anyway. You don't need to be running all the DPS meters yourself.
I just want to, as I log in, I just want to say, do you want MMO or solo? And I just click on solo.
Yes.
And, and then I just assume that.
Remember my selection.
I just assume that anything in a raid is a bot.
Yeah.
And that they're helping me out.
I see.
That's fine. There you go. Some stuff.
Mm. So. That's what you've been doing then, I take it? A bit of solo play? You haven't been off raiding? You haven't been...
No. I keep getting invited to Siege of Orgrimmar.
Yeah.
Heroic.
Come and Rosh in heroic mode.
But I'm saying, look, I'm only level 30. I'm only level 30. Yeah. And they're like, look, it doesn't matter. Your level 30 Jeppy is like a level 90 Asheo. I said, look, okay, fair enough. I can't go. I've got stuff to do. I've been trying to keep me Wrath going, I'm up to level 32 and a couple of hunters. Been having a little run around.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd
like to see.
There's a double edged sword to this though. Because normally I have to have something going on. If I'm dual boxing, I've got two screens going, I've got another screen spare to the side. Sometimes I'll have Twitter on there, I'll have something else on there. But this time around, I thought, well, I need something a bit more that's, entertaining or at least visual or sounding or whatever. And I got back to watching EastEnders. So I've downloaded about a year and a half of EastEnders. I have that on the headphones playing in the background and I've been running around.
Very good.
But once I start again, it's always like that. It's always like that. Once... You sit there thinking, oh, God, I don't want to go into it. Oh, no, not really. But then once you're in it, you're like, yeah, okay. It's like this podcast, really, isn't it?
It is, definitely.
You're like, it needs to do another one.
I don't want to have to explain stuff again.
And then back you're in there, no messing about. Yeah, so I'm enjoying myself. I have about 6 weeks left on Let Recruit a Friend, and we'll see how far we can get.
Well, we did your list, in terms of your list.
Yeah.
We actually got some feedback. We did get some suggestions about what to do.
Yeah.
Do you want me to run through them quickly?
Yeah, so right. I can poo-poo them all.
Yeah, I thought you might, but you might. Yeah, we might pick one or two of them. So Ren suggested one of every class per race.
To 90.
Of
I guess.
Yeah.
He doesn't say to 90 because otherwise I've done it.
Well, clearly to 90. I mean, even I can roll a level one of every class per race. easy peasy.
I like that, Ren, and that is probably the kind of direction I'm heading in. So yeah.
Mm. He also suggested Jeppy the Insane.
Yeah, done and dusted, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, what in the game?
Yeah.
Oh no. Okay.
Imagine you're grinding all that.
What my doctor said.
Buccaneer rep.
I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe. We'll put that on maybe list.
There's a big commitment.
Yeah.
Between now and October.
Mm.
And it's also something you can't. It's kind of something you have to really commit to and not do anything else.
You're quite committed, long, you know? And it's got to be planned. You've got to do it in the right order, and there's lots and lots of grinding. But maybe, you know, after, if you're watching a year and a half of EastEnders, then you know.
Well, I'm already insane. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, good one. I like that. I like that.
Tidra suggested a bit general, but reputations.
Well, Tidra would, because she's the queen of reputations.
Mm.
She's an absolute bucket load of them.
So maybe
and it's a good point, actually.
Go for like 50 reputations. I don't know how many reputations you've got.
Four.
Well, there you go. 50.
Normally my first guild, reputation.
I've got guild, Silver That's Moon.
I get guild and I get that one that Blood Elves get almost instantly.
out in the Ghostlands there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing with that one as well is that I've got to think to myself, will it matter come Warlords?
Well, will these matter? Nothing really matters come Warlords.
Well, Insane does. I mean, that's a feat of strength, isn't it? That's a popper. And one
it's a nice title.
And one of each class per race is great because then those classes will go on to 100. So
true.
Some things like reputation, I'm not so sure about because I'm not necessarily on a gear run. Anyway, okay. Thanks, teacher. Thank you.
Donnie suggested some stuff that probably falls into the category of not bothering once Warlords comes along. There's achievements for things like doing 50 dailies in a day. Oh, I'm sure you probably do 50 dailies in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
There's the Roll Club.
What's that?
It's a daily you do out on along the Great Wall. You actually roll along the Great Wall and have to. It's like a Slalom course, and you have to get through it in a certain amount of time. It's a bit of fun.
Yeah, it does sound fun.
And I'm not sure whether the other one was an achievement or something. He's just suggested that you do, and maybe wanted to have a bit of a rendezvous there with you. He suggested that you walk the length of the Deep Run Tram.
I think I've done that.
Is that an achievement?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
As in I've done it when walk or just ran along it?
Oh, my God. That would be worth doing if the tram could hurt you. If you had to dive to the side when you heard the tram coming.
Mm.
That would be worth doing. I've done it a few times because I've fallen off the tram.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I have to walk back. And the only good thing about that is, of course, is that you pass some cool stuff which you don't really see properly unless you
ocean under there is awesome.
Yeah.
I always get to that and wonder, where is that in relation to where we are? Where the hell is this tram running that there's an ocean down here?
Yeah.
Let's not get into geography.
No. Mm. One of the Warcraft books goes into a bit more depth about the tram when it's actually being built.
Oh, okay.
Can't remember which one it was, but yeah. The gnomes come to Varian and it's all, you've got to go into the ocean.
You got to wonder how they got the window there. How do you build a window in a tunnel?
Yeah,
that was some tricky engineers right there.
The disappointing thing about that is that if you ever go on the tunnel between here and France, there's no window.
No, there's not.
And that would be fantastic.
Hmm.
The gnomes can do it. I don't know what the French can do.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Donnie also suggested that you try and see how many battlegrounds you can do without dying.
Well, I do a lot of them without dying because I just stay in the base.
Oh, well.
Then I run away.
But then doesn't the enemy come and kill you in the base?
Nah, because once I see them coming, I leg it.
Right. So, okay.
I'm not protecting anything.
Screenshots then. At the end of the battlegrounds, it comes up.
Screenshots.
Gives you a window that says, yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Okay. No deaths. No deaths. Sometimes I fall off stuff.
Oh, well.
Just a bit annoying.
Too bad.
But, I can do that. I can do that, mate. Actually, I have been thinking, and my mind does turn toward PvP at this time of the expansion lull. everything and getting into some more PvP, getting into practice. Again, it's a bit weird because so much is going to change. So much is changing, particularly in PvP and the effects of, you know.
Well, get into it now before it all goes away. So you can learn this.
But then you've got to relearn it all, you see.
You've got to relearn it all anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you did that, you go, well, I might as well log out, not log back in again until the expansion comes out.
Well, that's what I did do. That's what I did do, and you kept complaining and told me I had to come back. That's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
But still, anyway, I got dragged back in. It
doesn't fly. It doesn't fly, Mr. Fly Guy. Leader had a nice bunch of suggestions. Pet battles, 10 pets to 25, and do all the trainers.
Well, I've got...
probably done that.
Got about 250 pets to 25.
Yeah, right, so. Yeah. Max out
archaeology. I have not done all the trainers.
Oh, well, there you go. Do all the trainers. In fact, have you done all the beasts?
None of them. I've done none of that.
Well, okay. You have to do all those.
It's all been solo stuff.
Have to do all those.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why you have to do all those a little bit later.
Okay.
Remember to ask me that. Max out archaeology. And work on all the Pandarian achievements for archaeology. There are a crap ton of archaeology achievements.
I've maxed out archaeology about 4 times.
Yeah, no. Maxing it out, drop in the ocean, mate. That's step one. You've got about 3,000 steps to go.
Maybe.
Mm. Dig, dig, dig.
I don't know. When I got into archaeology at first, I was like, yeah. And what was driving me forward were the...
The crawling
the hat.
Crawl.
Yeah.
I was exactly the same. It's like, okay, what I've leveled it to 600. What's driving me back to do archaeology in Pandaria apart from the achievements? And as far as I can tell, nothing.
Yeah.
Love to be proven wrong. If somebody's out there that says, oh, no, you can get this. This is awesome. Do this.
Yeah, and that achievement number doesn't thrill me. I'm not like, oh, I need to have however many thousand points.
You don't want to be like that Russian guy who's got every single achievement on the game.
Scary, isn't it? Oh, the scariest thing about that was that he got all realm firsts. Did you see that?
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah.
That is super scary. How did he do that?
He cheated, basically.
He must have cheated. He's hacked it.
He didn't cheat. He just had a whole group of friends. And he was multiboxing each individual class or something. He was doing something mad, absolutely mental, that even made me say, come on, that's mental. So, yeah.
Crazy.
Obviously, he did it over a few different expansions, but still, mental.
Mental. And talking about mental, what about multiboxing Iron Man tunes?
Yeah, that's very doable. I could certainly do that on a couple of hunters.
Mm.
I've come close to doing it without... Oh, no, that's not true, actually, because I'm not Iron Manning, am I? Because I'm not doing all the...
I'm still clips and stuff. And, no talents.
I'm not doing that.
No, all right.
I've never felt the need to do one Iron Man tune. So it's going to be hard for me to do.
Well, it's getting to that point in the expansion where people start to get back into Iron Man. I haven't looked to see whether they've set new rules, given all the changes to how everything works now. Alrighty. And the last one is from Pixie Girl. She suggests that you log in just because we're here to talk to you.
Oh. See, I do feel a bit guilty because at the moment I'm running two Alliance tunes and they're in my own guild. So I'm not even talking to people on AVP.
You've ticked the solo and don't
talk
to me. I ticked
solo on that one.
Yeah.
And occasionally I do log into Irvin Ring. But if I'm not actually leveling on Irvin Ring, I'm very rarely on there. Just do a few dailies and stuff. But, I love Pixie.
Good old Pixie. What a sweet.
You know, next week, remind me to say... What we haven't talked about this week and what we will talk about next week, because I believe there's a blog post coming out, is garrisons.
Mm.
They're becoming very important. What have you been doing? What have you been wearing?
I've been doing nothing for the last 2 weeks except planning for this week's WoW Fact or Fiction.
Dun, 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 dun.
What an awesome theme song. I'll need to transcode that. Alrighty. In this week's Fact or Fiction, I'm excited about this because I don't, you might, if you know the answer, I'll go, oh, okay, it was common knowledge. Didn't know. There we go. This week's Fact or Fiction is know your error messages.
What?
You know those error messages. You can't attack while you're dead. You can't afford that. You feel normal. All those stupid messages that come up.
Yeah. My favorite one is you can't put that there.
Yeah.
How many times have I heard that from the wife?
No tapping on the shoulder tonight. You're facing the wrong way.
Sorry, you're going too dark.
And we all know that the druids are complete hacks because they can herb while they're flying.
Indeed.
Indeed.
At least but at the what, moment.
Me old mate, but what happens if you try to herb while you're riding a two-seater mount like the Sandstone Drake? So here's a list of error messages. Okay, so you're on a Sandstone Drake and you're trying to do it. You're a herbalist and you're trying to herb.
You are the Sandstone Drake?
No, you're riding the Sandstone Drake.
Okay, so somebody else is the Sandstone Drake, and you're riding it as a druid. Okay.
You're riding it. And then you can be any. It's not druid specific. I was just saying that druids are hacks because they can herb while they're flying.
Okay.
All right. So you are riding a sandstone drake, right? And the Sandstone Drake is hovering next to a herb, and you're trying to pick that herb. Do you get A, you can't do that right now. B, that is already being used. C, you are flying. D, you are too far away. Or E, no error, you can pick the herb.
A lot of the time when I am multi-boxing and I am using a two-seater, if I try to do anything on the back character, I get, you can't do that now if I try and do anything without dismounting. But I haven't ever tried it on a druid. I've never tried it on a herb. You know, to make it interesting, of course, it would have to be E.
That would make it interesting.
Because that would be the sort of thing that people go, ha ha, you can do it. There's no error message. So I'm going to go with E.
You're going with E? So your final answer?
Yes. Because I tell you why I asked my final answer, because every time I go and change my mind, it turns out to be the one, and then I get yelled at. So. E. Yeah,
but that's what I said last week. And would I do it 2 weeks in a row?
And you made me change it.
You change it. Alrighty, your final answer is E?
It is.
And E is the correct answer.
Oh my God. See, that's exciting. See,
that's exciting. That was like.
Is that on any two-seater mount?
Well, the only flying two-seater mount I've got is the Sandstone Drake.
You're not a vast baby.
What I was super excited about is you can actually do it while you're flying. Like if you're a herbalist or anything, and you're the Sandstone Drake and you're not right on the ground, it says you are flying. Right? But if you're riding the Sandstone Drake, it lets you pick it.
How far away, though? Quite close, though.
Well, I mean, you've got to be close enough that, you know, that it turns the right colour to pick it.
Sure.
But
that's interesting, isn't it?
But if you're, a level 85 character, for example, and you're multi-boxing and you're riding a level 90 Sandstone Drake, and you can go around Pandaria and pick herbs while you're flying and not aggro stuff. That is massive XP. Let me tell you.
That is.
That was my, oh my God moment for the week. And I was so.
Shouldn't have said anything. That's going to get changed.
I was so excited to tell you about it. And I thought, oh, I'll turn that into a wow fact or fiction.
I'm going to do that.
Isn't that brilliant?
That is brilliant.
Oh, God, so I couldn't believe it.
You've you've tried it.
Oh, mate.
You've only tried it with the druid.
So, I thought, it must be just for druids. So I went and grabbed another character. I grabbed my hunter, who's a herbalist. And, he can pick them all right in the sandstone track as well.
Have they already introduced the thing where you can pick any old herbs? Not yet, have they? That you can level herbing.
Have they? Yes, they have.
That's even better. You could just go out there with a one herber on the back of your two-seater.
Yep. Round Pandaria, mate.
We need to finish this show so I can get on with that.
All right. No, we're done. See you all next week, bye.
90, so I can take a 90 hunter and an 85 something. I suppose it has to be, you don't want to make it too low, an 85 is fine. So you make it too low, you're going to get killed, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even if you're flying, you're still going to attract aggro.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can, if the mob hits you, you don't automatically get knocked off or anything. But I mean, if you're too low, they may well kill you, so.
Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah. So
I reckon we've got 2 days to true that until they
before they go, ooh, no, that's not supposed to happen. Hot fix. You heard about it here first. I wasn't sure whether it was like super common knowledge and everybody's going to go, oh, yeah, of course, did that. But probably not something that people would try.
I don't think
people
would try it. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So the reason I'll go back to the start. So remember I said I'm going to try and level my, what was I leveling? Can't remember now. My rogue. Yeah. My rogue got to 89. I said I'm going to try and level through 89 just doing the Pandaren treasures achievements.
Yeah.
So I jumped on my sandstone track and zoomed off doing that. And you could do it just by yourself without multi-boxing. Obviously, it's going to take you longer to ride around to all the places, but it's entirely doable. Mm-hmm. And I went around and I collected all of the treasures and I got to about 75% through level 89 just by collecting those treasures.
Good, mate.
And
good
killed a couple of rares that I stumbled across along the way. Got about, did make some notes, 600 gold in greys. There's some really...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Over 200 gold in blues, mostly cloth. And 9 of the bind on account blue items, your ancient Pandaren mining pick, etc.
Yeah, sort of trinkety type stuff.
Most of them, sadly, weren't appropriate for rogues, but never mind. But I did get the Kaffir Press, which is a pretty cool item. And you don't have to actually equip it. It's one of those ones that's not a trinket. You can just stick it on your bars. And it's basically a coffee infusion. It increases your haste by 4,000 for 25 seconds and sobers you up.
That's good.
Yeah. So, 4,000 haste for 25 seconds is a pretty nice DPS buff.
Yeah.
So I got that. And so I thought, oh, well, I'm at 75%. I'll load up I'll load up WoW Pro, get the module for the glorious achievement, which is the glorious achievement is kill all of the Pandaren rares that were added in 5.0.
Yeah.
So I wandered around and started doing that and got to about 97-98%. Couldn't find any more rares. But, I killed quite a few, ticked quite a few off the list, got a nice epic dagger from a rogue, which is cool, and a bind on equip, epic bow. And this bow, it's an eye level 420, and you can use it at level 84.
Ooh.
It's like, wow, that's pretty OP.
Yeah.
So that was a nice one.
For PvP, that.
Yeah. So I got to 97-98%, and those Pandarens I can't really solo, can't get them down. They did the spinny and the big heal. So mm-hmm. you if you've only got one interrupt, they're a bit tough unless you've got an exceptionally high DPS. They're a bit tough to solo. So, yeah, I got through that, and then I thought, it's Dark Moon Fair was on last week, so I'll just nip down to the Dark Moon Fair and get my Wii buff for those last few percent. And while I was down at the Dark Moon Fair getting my Wii buff, I found I had an egg to hand in. I thought, oh, well, hand in my egg. Did that. I thought, oh, got, even though I've got my Dark Moon Eye, the old pet trainers down there, I'll just give him one bash around the ears and ding. Level 90. My rogue dinged, man. So I did no questing at all through 89. It was all just achievements and one pet battle.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just one pet battle, your rares and your
and the treasures.
Artifact type things, yeah. Your treasures. Yeah. And you were dead on, were you like 89-0 when you started?
Pretty much. I just dinged. I was right at the start.
It's interesting because I can do that. Because of my, you remember Kushti, the old warlock, on hit 89. So,
well, there you go. Give it a go.
I do that, actually. Yeah.
And I enjoyed that so much. I thought, I think I'll do that again. So I dragged out my Alliance Druid. And he was sitting at 88 and basically did it all again on my Alliance Druid. And got him to 90 in fairly short order.
Ooh. Yeah. See, that sounds... Because I had in the past done pet battling from about 85 to 90.
Hey, I've done a 285 to 90 just on pet battles. It's not a bad way to do it.
It's pretty fast. But not really
not the fastest,
exciting.
But it's a nice change.
No, yeah. And after a while, you're like, pet battle. But getting to see the world a bit, getting to see Pandaria a bit, because you're not only are you looking for your treasures, but you're looking for your rares.
Yep.
Yeah, quite like that. Yeah. I like that. And chucking a bit of herbin.
So remember earlier I said, ask me about, what did I tell you to ask me about?
Archaeology.
Was it archaeology? No, it wasn't archaeology. It was something else.
It was.
Was it?
You said Pandaria achievements. Max out archaeology and work on Pandaria achievements. Ask me why that's important.
Was it?
Yeah.
Nah.
I've all back the tape. No.
I'll listen to it when I edit it and I'll fix it up so I say the right thing. I don't remember. But what I was leading to was an item that I stumbled across while doing the glorious achievement, and you probably know about it. Oh, in fact, I told you about it during the week. So I was camping one of the last two that I needed for the achievement, and it's Kroll the Blade over in the Dread Wastes. And as I'm hovering there, some dude flew past and he says, have you seen him today? And I went, nah. And he went, neither have I. I think someone's camping him, and I think it's you. And he's like all accusatory and stuff. I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to get my glorious achievement, you know. And I was sitting there and a few other people flew past and kept going. And he spawned. And I, like a beauty, tagged him, killed him. And he drops a elixir of knowledge.
Yes.
Which increases your XP by 100% for an hour.
It's a wrath, basically.
So take into the wrath levels.
90 days versus an hour. Yeah.
Oh, no, it wasn't archaeology. It was pet battles and the beasts doing all of your beast quests. That was
archaeology. But anyway, go on.
And why would that be special? Did you wonder?
Because
all of the pet tamers and those beast ones are account-wide quests. So you can go off and do those on your nicely geared level 90 that can fly around and do all those, and then switch to your Lobby Alt, drink the elixir, and hand in all those quests.
Oh! Sweet.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm tipping that's probably a pretty fast way to level. And if you actually had a refer a friend going, I'm not sure if that's stacked, but I think that's something you need to add to your list to figure out if it works, mate.
But oh yeah, I don't think they stack. No, I think they do stack. They would stack. I can't see any reason technically why they wouldn't, because it's only an hour buff.
Yeah,
but even without the hour buff, trouble is, I was starting to think about how you keep the jewel boxes together on XP, but it doesn't really matter. No. But
well, you get the elixir on two accounts. So I've got one now on both accounts. So I'm about to swallow it on my little dual box team and see how far I can get in an hour.
Well, mine are on the same battle accounts. It doesn't really matter. As long as the same XP, say one trainer gives you the same XP as another trainer, I don't know how you do it, but anyway.
Okay. Yep.
But still, it still accounts, isn't it? In as much as if I do the account wide on my level 90 and I go and hand it in on my two raftons.
There you go. Vigorous Expius Maximus.
So there's loads now. There's all this now. Look at that. There's the, because also, by the way, you get Wrath bonus on the treasures.
Ooh, nice.
And you also get Wrath bonus.
Some of those were given like half a million XP.
Yeah. Yeah. But you get Wrath on the rare kills as well, which is really high.
Yeah.
So there's a tons there. But so you got the treasures, you got your herbing stuff. And you got this now with the handing in your pet battle account-wide quests on your Wrath tune rather than the tune that you did it on.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness me.
Your list is getting as long as your arm.
It's what I'd do, actually. I'd do the pet battles on the level 89. Because the actual XP, what you don't get, by the way, is if you are Wrathing, you don't get bonus XP on doing normal pet battles.
Okay.
Because when you go into that sort of phased pet battle, it basically says, oh, you're not connected to anybody doing Wrath.
Yep.
So I only do that. But I do it on the 89, because you do get a chunk of XP anyway. This should be... Yes, okay. This is good. This is all good stuff. Because not only have I got this list now, but I've got all these other little things that I can try while the Wrath is still running.
That's it. I pity the people on Airy Peak because the herb market is about to be destroyed.
That's fine.
Yes. Maybe it's time for me to buy. Buy, buy, buy.
No.
So there you go. So, so I've got another 290s since last we recorded. And my Alliance.
That's amazing, yeah.
My Alliance Druid. I remembered the...
That's your first rogue as well, isn't it?
Is my first rogue, yep. So now the only class I don't have to 90 is my warrior, who's sitting at 80 for Herald of the Titans.
Oh, don't you want to just...
I do. I'm madly leveling up a shaman druid pair. So as soon as I get one of those to 80, the warrior's off to 90, mate.
That will be so fantastic.
Yeah.
I only have warrior and monk.
Yeah. And I remembered the you can mail around, obviously, your bind on account heirlooms across tunes now. And yeah, my biggest issue with I wanted to actually try LFR on my Alliance Druid. My biggest issue in hitting the eye level for Siege of Orgrimmar was my weapon. It's hard to get a good weapon that's above 450. Which you can get in one of the scenarios. As soon as you hit 90, I mean, yeah, you can go and grind coins out in the Timeless Isle and buy something, but that's a long grind. And then I remembered over on Horde on Earthen Ring, I've got the Inscription Staff, which is a 476 bind on account. Send it off to my druid, my Alliance Druid, mate. Awesome stuff. So wandered around the aisle. All I needed from the aisle was boots, I think, because I'd already, again, my Horde bankers sitting on a bank with 10 squillion timeless items in it. So I just mailed him off all the leather stuff.
Still.
Here you go, sunshine. Yeah. Have a set of leather. And I think I was, you got to be 496 to get into LFR. And it was 495. And the leather caster gear on the auction house, you know, you can make the, I said a couple of weeks ago, it's still a good money earner because, you know, people are boosting tunes and want to gear them up. You buy those, the 553s. The leather stuff is a lot more expensive than the cloth stuff. It takes you longer because you've got to, it's basically two cooldowns on the leather stuff.
Yeah.
And I wasn't about to go and spend 8,000 on a leather piece just to get one eye level point to get into Siege of Orkhamar. I thought, I wonder if buying a cloth piece on a druid counts as a, as an item level. So I bought the, there was a cheap cloth belt up there, bought the cloth belt, left it in my bags, you know, bind on equip. $4.96, mate. Queue up for Siege of Orkhamar. Away I go. So then, you know, got a drop, hit 496 naturally, and, you know, could have sold the belt, but I'll send it to my, because I'm leveling a warlock over there, I'll just send it to my warlock and she can use it when she hits 90.
So it's all about the con with you this week, isn't it, mate?
Yeah.
It's all about the short game.
Bloody tight ass.
So, yeah, although that, you're right, though. I mean, he's spending that amount of, just for one point. I mean, that would have been crazy to buy the level piece.
It's like I was gearing up. I was sorting out my bags and crap for my balance spec, my off spec on my Horde Druid. And, you know, I went to ask Mr. Robot, said, you know, show me what I can do to regem and reforge just on this gear. You know, I don't want to reforge my heel gear, but these other bits that are DPS gear, what can I do to it? And of course, he's gone, go and buy the legendary gem for your helm. for 5 crystals a pop to trade in. I went, yeah, I don't think I'll be spending $2,000 on one gem for my off spec.
Nah.
Yeah. Get a bit pricey. But
so you're exactly the sort of people that people hate in LFRs, aren't you?
Because I'm in undergeared.
Doing
crap DPS.
Belts, well, cloth.
I went as a healer, mate. And apart from, you know, having to be a bit more careful with mana usage than I'm used to, I'm still handing out the heals, still healing people. So I don't feel too guilty about that at all.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if this was your first druid.
Yeah, maybe if it was my first one, I'd be a bit more hesitant about it.
You strolled in there.
It's my third druid.
Yeah, given that
Given that both Molson and Solantia are, you know, want druids removed from the game, I have to balance it out by, you know, having 3 druids and showing having plenty multiples of druid love.
Yeah.
Mm. So I've killed Grosh. Well, not killed him, but I've defeated Grosh now on my alliance druid. Surprise, surprise, LFR and alliance, pretty much the same as LFR and Horde.
Okay. Mm. So no major changes.
No, there's, you know, the people that do LFR are on the light side are pretty much the same sort of people that do LFR on the Horde side. Big shock.
Douchey.
What a surprise.
People are just douchey. Yeah.
No, well, that wasn't too bad. I had pretty good runs, actually. So all went well. So
cool.
A fairly
such
solid,
a out of the park,
solid
you?
Week or two. Yeah, knocking it, mate.
90s. Grushes.
Herbing bit, tip of the slide. Century.
Herbing. That's right. See, this is why you will never, if I ever hear the words, oh, I'm bored from you, I know that something's gone seriously, seriously wrong. Because you sit there and you think to yourself, well, no, I'll do this last level on treasures. I'll do this druid. I'll send over me staff. I'll buy this cloth belt. Nothing stops you.
Nothing, mate. It's good. Always something.
It's good
to do.
Stuff. You are a paragon to all of us people who sometimes slip.
Well, as long as I'm not one of the paragons that you kill in Siege of Orkmar, that's fine.
No,
don't stick a skull on my head.
I've no idea what you're talking about.
No. Don't worry. In a couple of expansions' time, we'll run you through it, and you'll go, oh, I remember now what you're talking about in episode 23.
Level 150, I'm going to solo that bitch.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I think we might be at the end of the show.
Wow. Well, I was going to go out with some classically bad Tori Amos, but I found this unpassable little ditty by a band called The Wire from the UK. You heard of them?
I've heard of the TV show. Are they a part of that?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay. Then no.
Hell of a song. You should go and look it up on YouTube. Anybody that's memorized the lyrics to this song, hats off to you. Hats off to you. So here's just a little snippet from a band called The Wire.
Okay.
Smith and Wright shoot in from the ballistic Berlin, fueled by the Finnish rude boy engineering front. In plum black knit love they officiate. Open plan tendencies engulf the room, enthusiastic embracing the ziggurat beat. Headlocked in gridlock, oozing through Flanders. White kicker magic plants poppies of remembrance. Pop I remember, so cycloptic monster. 23 years late. 23 years late.
What? Psychedelic band, is it?
It's pretty out there, mate. It's pretty out there. Good beat. Go and look it up.
I will look it up now. It's just for those pure lyrics. All right, mate. Well, I'm going to say goodbye. I really need to have some sort of more snazzy sign out, but all I've got so far is bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to WoW Geekly. To contact us, email wowgeekly@gmail.com or send us a tweet at wowgeekly or abuse the host directly on at Asheo and at Elgin. And of course, we'd love it if you subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, and love you even more if you leave a review. Upload complete.